Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up show. Myself, Lummy, Rhett, and Colton. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I got a little walker coming. Let's see how he can handle being on the air.
Lispius,
are you all right? You get so violent over there.
My new big-time phone, sorry. I'm not used to having this big phone here.
Oh, you did get a new phone.
Yes, I did. iPhone 15 Max.
Nice.
No, I've never had. I think he's only been on the air one time when he was about 5 months old.
In studio?
Yes. He was on camera.
$199?
It was either $199 or I think Ashley, it was the first time Ashley brought Walker to meet Bubba, and Bubba kind of held him and he had a fit. He looked at Bubba and was like, oh! He likes Bubba now. He kind of does the little gorilla thing, ooh, like that. You know, Bubba obviously calls himself a gorilla. So I'm trying to get him to, when he says Bubba, to go, you know, pound on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Kong.
How are you doing today, Colton?
I'm well. I made it. Despite a flat tire, two accidents on the interstate on the way here, I'm here.
Yeah, everything tried to stop you.
813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BUBBA. Call in, tell us what your favorite or your least favorite part of the week, the week's shows, whatever you want to call it. I'm Lummy, so whatever.
You're right.
But it's the weekly show. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Walker. But and then, you know, Colton was talking about his accidents that he was pretty much getting through.
And I'm on the bike.
He's that guy, though.
What makes you nervous about... I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. What makes you nervous about Walker? Is he going to say something to get you canceled?
If he does,
he's going to... Is he going to yell the N-word?
He's going to be in a lot of trouble. But no, what I'm nervous about is, you know, I brought up a little chair. I have a keyboard. He likes typing on the keyboard. And I was going to put... Bubba told me to put Bob the Builder on it, but I don't think he's ever seen Bob the Builder. So I was going to put one of his maybe little show here on the monitor so he can stare
what
straight.
What is his one little show?
Well, he's starting to like, and I know this is real, everyone knows, but no, I mean, riveting here, but he likes Miss Rachel. There's a Miss Rachel show that teaches kids.
Like how cable? To speak. You're talking like YouTube.
This YouTube. I think it's YouTube. Yeah, she like raps and shit, right?
Yeah, I don't know if she raps. She has like a couple people on there that sing and do things like that. Or you even got... there's all these like weird shows on YouTube. We actually started going to YouTube more, and then he likes Paw Patrol, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like normal kid stuff.
Mickey Mouse. Get him on some Bob the Builder, man.
I have not showed him Bob the Builder. You know, he did find, and this is the last thing I'll bring up, but that Blippi. He likes Blippi.
Get him on some Bob the Builder. Get him working around the house.
Oh, he works.
Isn't
around
Blippi
the house.
The chest shitter?
What?
Was Blippi the chest shitter?
I don't know about that, Colton.
Who's the guy? Who's the child?
What am I missing?
Are you fucking with me?
Yeah, no.
Isn't there a children's star that shit on someone's chest?
You know what, Colton? I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But Grouper Lip says yes, he is. So yes,
no
I guess.
No way.
I guess he is the child star that shits on guy's chest. Yeah, so we will not be watching Blippi while he is here.
Yeah, obviously we're not the target audience, but like I guess I'm familiar with just how famous some of these child stars get because a guy like Blippi, I mean, mostly, you know, people with kids, but you hear that name tossed around a lot. I don't know shit about this guy, but I guess he is defecating on people.
I mean, I think that's before he's doing what he's doing now.
Okay, well,
I believe he shit on someone's chest.
Okay, yeah, everyone in chat says you are correct.
Like in a video on the internet?
I thought so, yeah.
Mike Thurman, $9.99, Colton's Huffy Fix-A-Flat.
No, the flat was in the truck, so I took the bike.
Okay, well, I was going to say, are you that guy, which I cannot stand, and BJE Pros, $19.99, Super Chat, Tuttle's Teamsters, we will be getting to the podcast saga here shortly. But Colton, you were driving. Are you the motorcycle guy that pretty much rides down the side or like in the middle of
sometimes
the car? Well, us hardworking people, Rhett and I, are sitting there pissed off that we're stuck in traffic.
Bitch, I'm hardworking too. That's why I'm rushing to get to work on time.
But you're the motorcycle guy that just zooms on by us?
Yes, I've done that a time or two.
Did you do it this time?
Yeah, dude, I was running late. I was running on time. The accident made me run late.
Oh, so do you use Waze? You know, Bubba is a big proponent of Waze. Do you use that?
I used Apple Maps before I left.
Oh, you got to stop that.
Yeah,
you got to put an end to that. See, Waze, I don't know which direction you were coming from.
You know, like Wesley Chapel, where I-75 and 275 come together.
So you did not take the veterans?
I took 275 all the way down. That's my closest.
Might have been your mistake. I mean, Lummy, you come from that area too. Waze probably would have put you on the veterans, right?
Oh, if there was that problem, 100%.
I mean, if you've got two separate accidents, you're going to know about a miles ahead. And I will say too, I've been using Waze for the last couple of years, and I do enjoy it. Now, there's some features that annoyed the shit out of me that I had to turn off.
Yes.
I don't like seeing other drivers on the road. So when you have your GPS on Waze open and it's like factory settings, you can see all the other people who have Waze around you, and I think it's the dumbest thing.
And yes, I believe it is. Nantharis and Twitch says, I thought lane splitting is a no-no in Florida. But
we didn't say it was legal.
Yeah, Colton just does that. But yeah, no, you should use Waze. I've been using Waze for a couple years now. It did not help me when I was stuck in that traffic accident 2 years ago when I got out and was reporting live when the guy got hit on 75 because... It was not reported to because I was about 17 cars back.
And was it 2 years ago already?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
Because obviously it was a totally different lineup at that point.
I mean, yeah, I knew that, but.
We'll get into our weekly wrap-up show. Now, obviously we have the podcast drama, but I wanted to, touch on a couple of things. Now, Babyface used the pocket vagina from Brandy Love. Have you guys ever used a pocket vagina?
I cannot say that I have.
I haven't either.
You have not?
Have no. You?
Yeah, well, it was a show thing we had to do back in the day when we were, it was like Adams and Eve or something sponsored. But
was it anyone in particular or was it just like a generic?
Yeah, it was just a generic one.
Damn.
He just wanted everyone to use it and kind of rate it. I think he didn't want to be the only one using it.
Right.
And what was your experience?
I mean, my experience was it was a little different than Babyface's. I was by myself, and I just pretty much took it around the farm and then threw it away after.
One time? A one and done?
Yeah, because you got to think, this was 2007, 2008. The experience is probably a little bit better now. It kind of just felt like a little rubber thing with some lube on it. I didn't have it, and Bubba's like, once you use it, report it, and then you can throw it away if you want. It wasn't the greatest, but Babyface said it was awesome. I mean, his thing came with like a warmer and all these different lubes and all this different stuff. Now, I know you both are in a relationship now, but would you guys have taken the pocket vagina?
See, here's the thing is that I don't know the technology. You know, again, no firsthand experience. I don't know if I've ever even handled one in my hands before.
Really?
But my main concern is when I hear, about all this silicone and the rubber, like, do you really have to just excess the lube to make sure that you're not, peeling some skin off? Like, what I mean? Like, you think about.
No, it depends. Let me ask you. It depends on how much lube you like in your relationship.
Oh,
so if you like it a little bit of dry, a little dry, you're not going to dump the whole thing on
it. Right, but you're going to hurt yourself if you just take it out of the box and go to town.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I would not probably recommend that.
Right,
one.
Like what? I don't know. It seems like a lot of preparation, a lot of cleanup, and then like Brian said, he's the most recent guy on the show to have an experience one on one with Brandy Love. A lot of shame in the cleanup.
Yeah, but what about the experience? He said it was better than just traditional manual work.
No, of course. Now, yeah. So would you use a Colton?
Fuck yeah.
So I know, Rhett, you've been looking for a penis pump, and you can get our penis pump that we all recommend.
I've been looking for a penis pump.
You've been shopping them around, trying to figure out what's the best on the market.
Well, if you do want it.
Reading reviews.
We are, and it is doctor approved by Dr. Dan Diaco, Amazon.BubArmyHQ.com, and it's right on there, over 100 sold, almost 200 at this point. And I know that you've been, okay, fine. You wanted one. Bubba's told you, I think, like 10 to 12 times that you're going to get one in the next order. Every time he promises somebody, or if they don't want it, you're always next on the order, and you haven't got it. But would you have accepted it and used the pocket vagina?
Sure. Yeah.
Colton?
Yeah, if we were all in on it.
Yes,
fuck yes. What about the penis pump? Now, would you want a penis pump?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you need a penis pump?
Sure, give it all to me. I mean, you all said it's that's going to help, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I guess you are into free things. I mean, I guess that was a stupid question on my part to even question if Colton would take something for free, but that was a little highlight. Now, do you think that kind of hurts babyface image, or do you think he's trying to be more manly? You know, coming in, he's got his shirt on, he's now voting for Trump. He's trying to get involved.
I really do believe he's going to vote for Trump.
I do too. I think he is a man of his word.
I do think so.
I think he's learned how to lean into what the people want. He's learned how to put himself over, because there's nothing more than he's wanted than the positive attention of the people. And you remember before, people would trash him in chat and he'd be like, "Oh, go fucking cry about it." And he'd be real snarky. But I feel like now with the Trump thing, with, you know, today people going back and forth, like he's kind of leaning into it a little bit more and he's changing it up. I think it's what they refer to in the wrestling business as a face turn.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I think he's being smart about it. I mean, I thought Seth would have totally done it. Obviously, it seemed like Phoebe wasn't all about the pocket vagina. But babyface, I feel like you said, he's kind of learning to work with the fans, and I think the fans are kind of coming around. I mean, obviously, I think the hardcore Republicans absolutely hate babyface and a lot of his liberal views. I think it helps a little bit that he votes for Trump, but then he kind of kills it again because he's like, "Oh, well, my wife will just vote." And we asked her on 199, she's like, "Well, I kind of vote the way babyface does." So I'm wondering if we could get her to even vote. I know he says it doesn't matter because it's Florida. But I'm wondering if there's something we could do next time he's on to maybe get his wife to vote for Trump, too, and have two MAGA in the household. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try, and I think the fans would put it over. I mean, look at today's show with Babyface versus Dr. Dan, which wasn't even something that we talked about before the show. It just randomly came up, you know, and Dan, with the win, got the strap. I think he got 1,043 to Babyface's like 697 or something like that. I mean, Dr. Dan absolutely stepped up and had the fans get behind him. And, you know, he took the belt from you. Are you sad about that?
No. No, it was a good reign. Had to come to an end at some time. You know, a lot of the historic reigns have come to an end recently, so it's okay.
You had it because I have the dates. I think you got it in March.
Yeah, my longest reign to date. So what, like a month and a half?
Yeah. That's one hell of a reign right there.
There you go. I mean, with the way that the title has changed hands in the past,
I've held it for about 30 minutes, so.
It's just Macho Man leaving. I think Colton heard Macho Man start his car in the parking lot. He thought someone was breaking in.
I took the headphones off, dude. I'm like looking around. What the fuck's going on?
Someone's sawing in through the door.
You can hear that pretty loud down there.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
The 239.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Berto, man.
Hey, what's up, Berto? Berto.
Hey, I just wanted to pick a fight one on me real quick. Nothing bad, just, well, you know, disagreement. Why you always got to pick on two of them, man? I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Bucks fan. I'm a Florida fan, period. But my house is divided because my wife's family is all Bucks. They live in Tampa. They got season tickets. And I'm like, man, I know you guys ain't talk about Tua all the time. When Tua, let's be honest, Miami has not had a good quarterback since Dan Marino. They have had a lot of replacements. Tua is a replacement until they can find a next Dan. But it's going to take forever.
Yes, well, my house is divided. Ashley's a large Dolphins fan. So I watch the Dolphins pretty much every week when they're playing. I'll give you my reason why, and you can hear it, my opinion on Tua on the sports show. on Wednesdays, especially during football season. Tua does not have a strong arm. That's my only thing about Tua. He can do a dump pass. If he did not have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, or even some of the weapons he has, Tua would be a mid-ranged quarterback. Everyone praises him like he's the greatest quarterback ever. His deep ball, majority of the time to Tyreek Hill, who's usually wide open, has to either stop or come back to the ball. And that is not an elite quarterback. If Dan Marino had a Tyreek Hill, Dan Marino would probably have 9,000 yards. He could easily lead Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill has to stop and come back. And if you look toward the end of the season with the Dolphins, a lot of their passes were dump 10, 15, 20-yard passes, and Tyreek Hill would probably get another 20 yards. That's why I just don't think Tua is an elite quarterback that he is. He's perfect for the system he is in. He is perfect for the short game. He has a good arm there. He is good at awareness and staying up. All I said with Tua, he is not as great as everyone says he is with his arm. He does not have the arm strength. That's it.
I agree with you there.
See?
The whole thing is, too, my whole thing with him is he's just a replacement until they see how good of a system they have and they want an elite quarterback, like, as example, like Tom Brady. Will go, hey, I'm going to Miami.
Exactly. Look, they picked up his fifth-year option, $23 million, and, they'll look at their options. I mean, I think I was asked if I would have drafted Justin Herbert or Tua, and if I was going arm strength, I would have taken Justin Herbert. But we'll leave the sports for Wednesday. Berto, what was your favorite part of this week?
My favorite part of this week, I'm not trying to kiss up to everybody, was great. Even I think Colton and Tuttle's podcast was good, but Tuttle just got to remember, Colton likes to mess with him and tell him he's on his short leash. No, I'm sorry, I get kind of passionate. Tuttle is gold when he puts his mind to it. Colton is gold when he just rides with it. I mean, those guys, they got that gel. That's like the same thing with Seth. Seth can gel with anybody. Look what he did with Tuttle on Wednesday. I thought that was a good show.
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah, Tuttle was in here, yes.
And then your guy that left the show was like, man, it's like, do I want to go see the live, what Seth's doing, or I just want to turn? Guess what I did? I went and bought a bootleg phone just to have both of y'all on at the same time. So you both got the freaking ratings and everything.
Oh, thank you, Berto Perez.
No problem. But it's just the little things like that. You guys, it was like, wow. Like today was money. Babyface and Dr. Dan had their little zingers, but, man, they worked good. It's like, this is the old crew coming with a new update. And it's like, wow, I like it.
Yeah, I think it went smooth. Yeah.
You guys got rid of the negative energy that was taking you guys to another place. But now that you guys got the positive energy and you all gel together, forget about it.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Berto.
Yeah. No problem. You guys have a great day. And, you know, I like to mess with you, man. I got to pick a fight when I can every now and then. Even though it was in a fight, we agreed. But
exactly.
Like I said, I'm divided all day long with the Bucks and Dolphins in my house, man. You should see my house. It's half green and half red, and my wife says she loves Christmas, so it works out for her.
There you go. Perfect. It's how it is,
man. You guys have a good weekend and keep it up, man.
You too, Berto. Thank you.
So I think the Tuttle on the main show was pretty damn good. I think the Tuttle Colton podcast was not so hot.
Well, let's get into the main show first on the Wednesday. Okay. Brett, what was your feeling with Tuttle being on the Wednesday show?
I thought it was good. I thought for a first show it was good because, you know, he was back. He was able to flow with the show after a segment or two. Bubba kind of introduced him. We got caught up on basically what he's been doing. Bubba, you know, found out some stuff about him. And then he kind of sat back for a segment or two while Bubba did his thing on the news and then chimed in every now and again, but everybody had a good chance to talk and it didn't feel like it was hard fitting him in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
no,
the Shannon apology was a little rough.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Dude, you know how to work. What are you doing?
Let's tiptoe around that subject also. Yeah, I mean, his apology to Shane and Shannon, in my opinion, if I was going to apologize, I probably would have just said, hey, Shane, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Make it funny. Maybe,
kiss
ride on the back of your bike if you need me to. Yeah. Something like that. But, dude, why'd you go there?
Yeah, I'll ride bitch for whenever you want.
Yeah, big titty Kim can't make on the back. Put me on the back. Something like that. You know. But, dude, Tuttle, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, I'll come up and jerk you off while you're on the show. You know, just crazy. You know,
something, dude. You know, even like you can use me instead of using the dog as a silencer, just not where you went, brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, That, I think, Tuttle, I think he tried too hard, and I think he Tuttled it up a little too much. Or
it's a catch 22. No, I'm going to be honest. Or it's a catch 22.
Now, did you check
you're
his apology?
In this studio.
But did you check his apology?
That wasn't part of it.
Okay. I didn't know if he like read it to you before.
He was not planning on saying what he said. And to his defense, when you're sitting in this studio, when Bubba is running the ship, and he's asking you, like, just Tuttle, just say it. You're not going to be able to tell him.
I know, but hold on. We're not going to bring that up. But what I'm trying to say is, did he read you the apology?
No, we just had like little bulletin points.
Oh, okay. So you guys did go over like
yes, and 100%. There was nothing like that in there. That's all I can say then.
Okay, but so you approved because I know he.
I didn't approve of what was said. I approved of what was supposed to be said.
5-6-3.
Let's make that clear.
5-6-3.
Hey, this is Nick from Davenport, Iowa.
What's up, Nick from Iowa, Davenport?
Hey, nothing. Just wanted to call in and say, man, big difference in the show without. Anna being there, it just seems the show changed quite a bit, probably for the better.
Do you feel Bubba seems a little happier?
And oh yeah, geez, it sure seemed like he just like big pressure relieved. So,
but what about Babyface?
What I was gonna say is maybe a little less Babyface, a little more Dr. Dan. I mean, I it's not that I don't like Babyface, but Jesus, his condescending, he puts these little remarks in, and it really turns a lot of people off. Whereas I think with Dr. Dan may be a little more even keeled, and he doesn't like try to rip people because, I don't know.
Well, I mean, there is emails about... Like when obviously he goes a little hard in the paint, as Bubba would say, on the Trump stuff. I mean, he gets the complaints there, but I understand what you're saying with Babyface. He sometimes really knows how to push the button on different people.
Yeah. And
it can
really,
be a little too much.
He could just be like less of him. Not that he needs to be gone, just less of him. But, well, hey, guys. Keep up the good work. You're kicking ass. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Respectfully, I disagree with that guy.
Oh, you want more Babyface?
Yeah.
So you're team Babyface.
So
I'm team Dan, by the way.
I wouldn't say I would picking a team. I'm just saying team Bubba Army, I'm team having both of them in more often.
I'm team Dr. Dan, Colin's team Babyface.
No, that's not what I said.
Red, what are you taking?
No, I'm taking a firm step back.
Are you out of it?
Yeah. So yeah. My name's Bennett, and I'm not in it.
So you're Switzerland?
Yeah.
Oh,
we've done the whole teams thing before.
I'm not on a team. I'm team Bubba Army.
Made fucking t-shirts, dude.
And somehow I got traded to that team. I got traded and I didn't want to be on that team. I was on team Bubba for a little bit. I mean, look, you got to look at it that way too, Red, where, you know, Dr. Dan is in here 3 days a week and he can save your life. I mean, Babyface, he could represent you, but I mean, I'd rather be on team Dr. Dan.
Are you just picking a team because Dan's more useful to you?
No, I
that's
like
what it sounds like.
Dan can do more for you personally.
No, I like Dr. Dan. I love his stances. I love everything he has to bring to the show.
Why can't topic?
Babyface, obviously, him and I disagree on a lot of.
That's good radio.
I'm talking about why I'm team Dr. Dan, though.
Why can't you just be team Bubba Army and have more of both of them?
You can.
Okay.
So you're saying you in the perfect world, would you want to have Babyface and Dr. Dan here 5 days a week?
No, I think that's too much also.
And I am still full on delicious pancakes because those pancakes are delicious.
Thank you, Babyface, for leaving me some, by the way.
Oh, I left you some too.
Thank you.
I left you a whole one, like the last time.
Well, thank you.
No problem. 520.
Hey, guys, it's Scout.
Oh, team,
hey,
Scout. Team Babyface here. How's it going, Scout?
It's good. It's good. I just... appreciate all what you guys are doing, putting in the extra time. Hey, Colton, you're sitting on one of my most favorite drops ever played on the show, and that's Lummy saying, I like being the little spoon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think I have it in my phone. Now, I won't be able to get it to my, you know, through the board here, but I think I have it still. Let me look here. It's a Lummy drop. Oh, Let me see.
I like being the little spoon.
Let me see.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think I found it.
I like being little spoon. I do.
I love it. It makes me so happy.
Hold on, I'll get one more time. Let me, if you can just get my mic a little bit louder. Here we go.
I like being Little Spoon. I do.
I'll have to.
It's the affirmative I do at the end that I love.
I do.
Is it a file? Is it a video? Like what?
It's just a video. I mean, a file.
It's an MP3?
Yeah.
If you can send it to Macho Man, we can put it on the board.
Okay.
We'll get you stuff later.
Just for Scout and Big Hope.
Yeah.
The show has went through a lot of phases over the 23 plus years. God, I'm aging myself. I've been listening now. And, Rhett, I mean, I was not a super fan of you when you first come around and then you left. And when you came back full heartedly. And I mean, you're killing it. The videos, you're learning to pick and choose your spots when you speak in and you're not afraid to hold your tongue and you're opinionated. I love it. And it's been fun to watch you grow.
Thank you.
And Lummy's, developing his hosting skills here. He's working hard. I'm very excited about the turn the show is taking. I'm so looking forward to BARF this coming year because last year was awkward as fuck.
Just a little bit.
And what's that?
I said just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. So I'm looking forward to the different vibe there and what's to come. Colton, I'm so glad you're back in the fold. I'm behind on my after shows because I was on vacation for 2 weeks. And boy, when you take 2 weeks off, things just blow the fuck up. But I'm finally caught up on the Daily Show. I'm getting caught up on my after show. So I have yet to hear you and Tuds. But you know how I feel about Tuds. So I'm pulling hard for you boys to get it together and do a good show.
How'd you think he did on Wednesday?
It was a little nervous in the beginning. You could hear it. He had the shake. And I get it because, I mean, the people that feel the way they feel about him, I mean, they can determine whether or not he can be on the air. And so I get that. But I feel like he really settled down and settled in and picked and chose his spots wisely, all except for the one poke, which he's got to learn when not to poke the bear. And but, I mean, that's Tuttle. That's what you want. I so look forward to his man on the street stuff and him being out and about in the community and giving some of that kind of content, especially with your guys' Orlando footprint now, which will be amazing. So, yeah, just a lot of good things coming, and it's very exciting to see.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much.
And, Scout, just so you know, I'm on the bike today, so right here in my hand I have this nice, fancy Harley-Davidson knife, so thank you. Scout and Big Up are the best for the listeners out there. She's always hooking up all the people of the Bubba Army, so thank you, Scout and Big Up, both of you.
Absolutely. Big Gulf will be listening later. She's at home in Tucson. I'm out rolling around by myself still. So she has surgery later this month, and then hopefully we'll get her back out here on the truck. So you guys have been even more of my daily deal every day as far as just helping me get down the road. Like, I can't even tell you guys.
Perfect. Mike Thurman, 999, Scout at the Flying J off of I-80.
The Flying J at I-80?
Flying J, is that where you're at?
I actually, I'm not at the Flying J, but I just went by the big Iowa 80 Walcott, TA, Petro, the largest truck stop in North America. I just went by it a few minutes ago.
So. Largest truck stop. How many pumps?
Oh, it's not so much the pumps. It's the amount of parking there. Mm. I think they have something like 900 parking spaces.
Holy shit.
Like, it's nuts. Yeah, they have a museum, a restaurant, a barbershop, a massage parlor. I mean, you name it, they got it in there. But it's in Walcott, Iowa. It's the North America's largest truck stop. But, yeah.
Surprised we didn't know about that sooner.
I know.
Brandon the Quad could have called in and let us know. He probably hangs out there all the time.
Live from the truck stop.
Right?
He said roll down there for the Trucker Jamboree and do like a live broadcast from there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The threads of humanity out here from the truck drivers. Oh, and I'll have to send you guys a snap. I just, when I was home this time, I put on my last pair of Bubba Army mud flaps because my last one's ripped this winter
I
had on that had been on the truck for like 9 years. So I had to bust out my last set out of the box and put them on. So
yeah, hopefully you can bring
you
those back sometime.
A picture of my pristine flaps.
Perfect.
Before they get mucked up.
Yeah, I got a feeling we'll have those back on the merch store before you have to replace those, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. You know, things happen. People get goofy out here, so. But all right, you guys be good. I'm going to dip before I get tonight. Love you guys.
Stay safe, Scout, and good luck to surgery with Big Gulp.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Name my dog after Scout.
Did you? It's awesome.
Yeah, clearly.
Did you really?
Yeah, kind of. Me and Macho Man were talking about names. I was going to name her Bailey, and then I was like, man, like I wasn't married to it. I didn't love it. And I was like, man, what are some cool names? So he just started reading a giant list of names, and then he said Scout. And I'm like, well, we know a Scout, but it'd still be kind of cool. I like that name a lot.
That's cool. That's really cool. I'm glad you did that, buddy.
Me too. I'm sure she is too.
That sounded real genuine. Liz.
Yeah.
I really wish I was thinking of what Brennan the Quad would look like doing a remote from the I-80 Iowa truck stop.
Probably ran over.
I started thinking about that, and I'm like, just him rolling around in his wheelchair.
Everybody's blind spot from, you know.
Nah, he thinking of looking for lot lizards.
Yeah, he'd be crawling with bitches. What do you mean, dude? Peep it out. He knows where to find him.
Of course, yeah. Well, he likes hanging out at the casinos and betting on UFL football. I mean, he is our UFL expert. So, and he did send a package to Bubba, which I need to make sure Bubba opens up on Monday.
Yeah, I saw that on the counter this morning.
Yeah, it looks like it's something from Indiana. I'm wondering if it's what's her name? Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark Jersey.
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't make big enough shirts or jerseys for people like Bubba and I. So it's got to be something else.
They don't make 3X jerseys?
Not in WNBA. I mean, one.
Didn't
not
fucking
the, not
Luke Combs,
but yeah,
the women's jersey or what was the country guy? Or was it Toby Keith?
No, it was Tim McGraw.
RIP Toby Keith.
Is Tim McGraw a big guy?
No, he's like shredded, isn't he?
Tim McGraw? Yeah, he's not like...
Or was it Kenny Chesney?
No, it was Tim McGraw.
Because Kenny Chesney's also
shredded. Doesn't Tim McGraw like a size like medium?
Yeah, Tim McGraw is like Colton, but jacked.
See, I was thinking Luke Combs for a minute, and I'm like, that guy's bigger than I am. He's fucking
3X. You're going to say Jelly
Tim
Roll?
Tim McGraw's 5'10".
No, definitely not Jelly Roll.
We don't mention Jelly Roll in these airwaves anymore until...
You're the one who just brought him up. We're talking about country singers.
Well, no, but I was going to say, I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, but that's another thing that we could talk about. Bubba called out Jelly Roll, and Gary D. Cantrell made a short for it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I see where Bubba's coming from on this.
Oh, 100% I see where Bubba's coming from.
I really do. And it's been, because it's not like this is the first time. It's been months and months of trying to, like.
Months?
No, it's years.
Okay,
years.
Okay, sorry, years.
Probably
months
3 years.
Months of really hitting it hard.
Yeah,
but
close to 3 years now,
it was like
think.
2 years ago. Was it two, maybe go three?
Two and a half.
Okay, that I got a hold of him, and he said he would come on.
I remember that.
And then I was talking to one of his people. And it was acting like he never even heard of us, his people. And then
Didn't he get a new manager or something?
Yeah, but then I got a hold of the guy that did the Moonshine Bandits and got me on with Tech N9ne and Head PE. He was like, yeah, I know Jelly Roll's people. And he's like, and all the new people kind of suck ass. He's like, they're all like big time now. They all think they're big time, and it's not any of the old people. So all his new managers and all those kind of things. Anyone before Jelly Roll got big, they don't give two shits what you did. Mm-hmm. Now, Jelly Roll may come out and say it on his Twitter or whatever, but his managers don't. I mean, he blows off people. Moonshine Bandit, he opened for Moonshine Bandit. And
what
he
year
met
are we talking?
I don't know. Fucking okay. 2000. Whenever he met his wife, because Jelly Roll met his wife at the Moonshine Bandits concert when he opened for the Moonshine Bandits. And the Moonshine Bandits have trouble getting a hold of him. And they toured together.
The couple first met back in 2015.
So 2015, when he opened for the Moonshine Bandits.
Okay. Well, 2014, I think it was on Twitter. I think Bubba quote tweeted it from like 2014 when he was on the show. He was tweeting about it. He's like, hey, I'm going to be live on Bubba the Love Sponge this morning. Tune in.
Yeah.
So, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. And I mean, you can see he's all corporate now, and Bubba pretty much said, hey, you can go fuck yourself, Jelly Roll, until you come back on our show. I mean, I think it would get some, I think on the Twitter factor, I think it would be pretty good. And supposedly Jelly Roll reads all, I mean, look, he responded to me on
Not
Twitter.
Anymore. Wasn't that the whole thing was he was getting off the social media?
But I think he's still on social media.
I don't know where the miscommunication was on that story, but apparently, like, he's back on social media.
He got off for a day.
Yeah, he had an interview about the time he spent on social media or off of social media and then came back to social media to post that interview. And I guess we were just late to the party, which is fine. It happens.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, they got us. Those bastards. It technically wasn't incorrect, though.
You are 100% correct on that.
And it got an emotional reaction out of people.
Caveman's in the chat. Caveman was the EP, I believe, at the time. 2014, he was on. He was trying to get back on in 18.
Mike Thurman, $9.99, Super Chat, suntan goggles for Colton. Yes, he needs them. He is pale. Well, if he was trying to get back on in 2018, I believe the EP at that point was Cave, and I guess Bubba didn't want him back on, but we tried to get him back on in 2020, so he didn't want to come up. What's up, DeMello? So, I mean, you know, it is, I mean, look, when we reached out, he said he would come back on. Like you said, his people just don't, obviously he went and, what, iHeart, where else did he go?
Yeah, he stopped by iHeart and Beasley for sure, because he was posting pictures. Or I think other people were posting pictures with him. He's just in the fucking hallways at iHeart.
I think,
you know,
that kind of makes sense, though, because didn't he do the iHeart Music Awards? Or?
Yeah, well, yes. That's the thing is that, you know, I think we were talking about it the other day. Like, I'm sure to some degree it's a contractual obligation for him to go do these appearances.
Well, the
like, these places are paying to play his music now.
The time he was supposed to come on, when I was talking to these people, that is what their excuse was, is that he wasn't allowed because of the iHeart, he was doing the iHeart concert or whatever.
Well,
but
that,
the next time he came through, he was supposed to do it or do a phone interview or a Zoom interview.
See, I don't buy any of that because, like, he works for a label, but I don't think there is a label on the planet. Well, maybe there is. But, like, I don't hear a lot about stars being, you know, told to not appear on radio stations. Like, you don't hear about that anymore.
Yeah, but it's not the Bubba Lusbon show either.
That's fair.
And I've seen his tweets too, and it looks like he is good friends with a lot of comedians that are friends with some other people around here.
Other people around here that are friends with other comedians around here.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
I'm
maybe
following.
That may be why. I mean, look, it's Bert Kreischer. So, but, you know, well, I mean, all you got to do is go on Jelly Roll's, you know, Twitter, and he posts a lot of Bert Kreischer shit. So
that guy's so annoying.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
813, Tampa legend.
It's Dark Match Steve, the P. Diddy of parody songs. What's up?
I wouldn't put yourself as the P. Diddy, unless we don't know something about you.
You running
well,
bitches?
You know I like butt stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, Dark Match Steve. Thank you. What's up, Dark Match Steve?
Well, I was on hold when Bubba ended the show. Now, Lummy, you were supposed to screen my call and put me right to him. What happened?
Oh,
Lum.
I totally forgot that I screen phone calls now. I didn't recognize your number, so I'm very sorry about that. But, you know, plus you called at, like, what, 9:53?
Hey, come on now. I called when I had time.
What did you want to talk about? Are you coming up with a parody for Brian or...
Well, I was calling because Bubba, I don't remember. He may have said something when I wasn't listening, but he said he was going to think about me coming in on a Wednesday. He was going to think about it for like a week. So, yeah, I was just calling to check about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like
Lummy.
He...
Okay. Damn, dude. Why the heat to Lummy on this?
Yeah, I didn't know I was scheduling people nowadays for the main show. Yeah, Neil Malpazir, 999 Super
you
Chat.
You are coming kind of strong at Lummy, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Lummy's an innocent bystander in all of this.
I mean, we'll bring it up on Monday if you want to call back in. If you want to call back in on Monday.
I mean, if you want Lummy to chop this and give it to Bubba with the attitude and all, I mean, or you can call back.
Thanks for adding more work to me, dickhead. Mike Thurman, 1999 Super Chat with the Snipe Darkman team callback on Monday.
Yeah, have a good weekend, Lummy.
Yeah, Jesus.
Chop
yeah,
my shit
Lummy.
Up.
443.
What's up, guys? It's George.
Hello,
up,
Purple George? Georgie.
Colton.
George.
I can't believe it. You're back, bud. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm back. I don't know how long the podcast, it sounds like, is going to last, but we're back.
Well, that first one was a little rough.
Oh, it was very rough.
Now, Purple Jersey, as a person that most likely listened to it, and I'm blown away that you called into our show.
Why? I listen to every show you do, Lum.
Okay. Listen.
You all got heat?
No. Boat motor's fine. Listen. What do you think the problem...
Like a fucking dog, you're sniffing it out.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. What did you think about the Tuttle and Colton podcast?
They didn't promise us a crackhead for the following week.
Oh, so, Seth's podcast where he promised to bring in a crackhead.
The sound at the beginning was a little rough. Tuttle, I don't know. He was a totally different Tuttle. Then we've grown to love on the big show.
Agreed.
I had a hard time picking up on what he was trying to put down. Well, I mean, I used to listen to Tuttle's private, podcast, and it's just he's a different person. I wish he would be the same person on his podcast and the after show as the big show.
So... You think it has anything to do with him being sober?
No. Okay. Because, well, he was sober on the big show.
Correct.
And
yep.
That was a different Tuttle. That was a different Tuttle than we had on the after show.
Okay. And I would agree. I don't think it has anything to do with him being sober or not sober. I think our first podcast was not strong. In fact, I think I said it on the pod that I was, hey, do we just want to scrap this and maybe re-record? It was rushed.
You said it multiple times.
Yeah, I wasn't quite the biggest fan of it myself. So I'm excited for next week to be more in our comfort zone and kind of have some stories and some substance, if you will, compared to last week or this week was not very good.
But hey, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I just kind of wanted to get caught back up. I think he was nervous, or I know he was extremely nervous about the next day. We recorded that Tuesday night about 9 or 10 at night. He was nervous about coming in the next day on the main show. So we'll get it dialed in. Just have some faith here. We'll get it dialed in.
I always have faith in you guys. The shows are back to where they need to be. Lummy, Red, Macho, everybody. Everybody, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but you guys have been killing it. The best thing ever was finally getting rid of the negativity on the show every freaking minute. So,
well, you were a big fan of hers, anyhow. So,
I'd rather have the fucking plague.
There's your true opinion, Purple Jersey. Thank you so much. As an avid listener and listened for so long, and you used to listen to our TLC show and call in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We know some good stuff when you hear it.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Purple, for moving us on to that topic of the Tuttle and Colton podcast.
Hey, love you guys. See ya.
See you, man. Love to
see you, Purple Jersey. Thank you.
I definitely think it's some added context that you guys recorded that Tuesday night. I don't think that was made. I don't think that was public info until you just said it.
Now, are you gonna he's gonna record it from his house, right? And then you're...
Okay. So Tuttle had a board. He since gave me that board. I'll scratch him off a little something. And thank you. So
Chick-fil-A,
I'll have a
coupons
something. Yeah, but I'll have a board at my house. He'll have a board at his house. And yeah, we're gonna board on board each other.
You know what kind of board it is?
No.
No.
I'll send it all to you when I get home.
It's just a picture.
It's got like
I'm
five or six pots, and it's got a little a couple preset buttons on it.
Nice.
A Bluetooth feature. All XLR mics.
Hell yeah.
Are you nice. now Do you think it's going to be better, or are you a little nervous about him not being like in front of you?
No. In fact, I think it's going to be better with us being separated.
Now,
I think I can bring the heat a little harder on him.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about a confrontation when you're miles and miles from each other.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be better for that reason. And also, like, we'll start getting into some stories now. The first week was kind of us catching up, and it didn't go too swell, to be quite honest.
Now, KSW in chat says it seemed like Tuttle was overthinking everything he was saying. Now,
I would agree.
Yeah, exactly.
He was
really nervous. I think, you know, he hadn't talked to Bubba on the air yet either, so he hadn't exactly been talked to about what boundaries were where. Like,
correct.
There were no lines set, so he wasn't sure if he was overstepping, so he really probably spun himself out.
Even off the air, he was spun out, you know, about, like, you know, hey, what's it like? You know, I heard Shannon Burke really is the program director over there. Like, he really is. I'm like, yeah, he is. He was like, well, Shannon hates me, blah, blah, blah. So he was just super in his head. Not to mention, during that podcast, I think I got in his head even more. So
is it your fault that Wednesday happened? It went down the way that it did? Did you plan it? Something. Well, I guess not, because we heard the podcast.
No.
That's true.
No, I didn't plan nothing.
Now, were you guys on maybe a little bit of medicinal?
Oh, that, yeah. That's the other thing. Recording at 9 at night when you're in your fuzzy time, it's probably not best.
Now, were you both on fuzzy time?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it didn't even calm him down at all? Is he that just, was he that nervous?
Yeah, he was pretty nervous, dude. I don't think he slept very well that night. He was pretty nervous.
Have you talked to him since about the podcast?
Yeah.
Like the feedback you're getting?
Yeah, somewhat. And we're on Twitter. You know, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Colton BTLS. He's on Twitter, you know, Instagram at Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E. And we have people responding to us, letting us know, hey, it was good, or the audio, whatever it may have been. And for the most part, it's good. But there's people saying, you know, a little slow, no substance, blah, blah, blah. The door just opened up. Is Bubba in here? Or
no, it's Ashley and Walker.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, that's just where we're at. We will get better. We'll get some substance. We'll get some stories. We'll get a little bit of everything now that he's caught up, and now that he's, you know, I think Bubba's already booked him. I don't know if this has been announced, so maybe I shouldn't say anything.
No. I think, yeah, he already announced it.
Okay, so Bubba's already booked Tuttle for his next appearance. So Tuttle now has some reassurance. Hey, you're in here. You're good. You can continue going. So
there he is.
You got a little Walker up there?
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show.
Can you say hi? Walker, look.
Stop.
Is the dog? How can the dog see?
She can hear.
Oh, he's not talking.
She
hey,
had these big ass ears.
Walker, I didn't know she was in here.
Look, who's that, Walker?
Yeah, she's sitting on my lap.
He looks so.
He
looks a little nervous here.
He's crying. Mommy? Oh no, that lip's coming out. What's up, big dude?
That guy's toys in it. All right. Well, let's take this phone call real quick while I get Walker adjusted. 413. Mike Thurman, $49.99 for Walker. Thank you, Mike Thurman.
Woo!
Already bringing in the cash, Walker. Can you say bye to mommy?
Hello, Mr. Rhett and Colton. It's Joe the Supermark.
Hello, Joe the Supermark.
I may have an unpopular opinion about the podcast with Tuttle and Colton, but I think it was awesome. I think it was great. They were catching up on some old stories, updating us on some new stuff. And I love the fact that it actually played after we heard Tuttle on the show. It gave us some context since it was recorded the night before.
Yeah, so, I mean, what was your favorite part of the podcast?
The old stories, for one, but Colton was kind of talking about jumping from topic to topic quickly, but then fast-forwarding through and then trying to backpedal. And there was almost too much content that they were trying to fit in 38 minutes, and that's why somebody might perceive it, oh, it wasn't the best. But I think it was the best in my personal opinion, and I think Tuttle's appearance on Wednesday was the best. My question for y'all is, which show, if you had to pick one, Friday or Wednesday, which one would y'all say was the best in each of your opinions?
She group of them $20 on the snipe. Mike Thurman, $20 on the snipe. Thank you, Joe.
Made the kid cry, Joe.
Oh, it's okay.
I do appreciate the
Thank
kind
you,
words, but like, it was an all right.
What was your guys' favorite show of the week?
My favorite show of the week. Operation Pigmentation was pretty good. Today's show is pretty good. I liked my favorite part of the week, maybe, or maybe not my favorite, but a good part of the week, was when Bubba was talking about all the college protesting going on.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on all week, too.
Tweeting out about kids converting to Islam.
Just all of it. All of it as a whole. And him reading off the names that got arrested at the USF, you know?
Yeah.
All the Arabic names or whatever it was. It was great.
Yeah.
So that was a good part of the week for me was Bubba covering.
By the way, I was listening to that in the truck, driving over to pick up your new business cards, my friend.
Oh, yeah, you got your own business cards.
Yeah. I do.
So we got silver and we have gold because They did technically mess up and give us a free bunch, but Pinecrest Printing and Signs just hooked us up.
And these are my business cards that I now have to go get a label maker for.
Yeah.
And just do a little bit of altering.
Yeah, or some tape.
But you like that.
Like you, what, being cheap?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You like messing around with that.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe you guys can do like a family project.
You can see the name small enough too to where you can just put it right over. You can change the whole design.
I wonder if I
could
just put a black electrical tape and you can't even tell.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell.
Put a black electrical tape over it, or maybe, like I said, a label maker, make it nice and neat. But yeah, Colton Least. Brand
it's got
ambassador,
the QR code
right?
on there.
Is that my title here, brand ambassador? Is that what you're officially going with? Do we
know? Yeah, that's what he is. That's what he was saying.
Okay. Does the brand ambassador role, does it come with a show email? Because I would love that. Maybe that could be my pay for the week.
We can make one for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. So can I maybe ask Bubba a favor? Bubba,
Colton at BubbaArmyHQ.com.
Yeah, Bubba, it's 11:19. We're here doing the wrap up show. We had a
11:21.
11:21.
Oh, sorry.
He's a little delayed.
Are you gonna cut this now?
Yes, I can. I can cut the audio portion. I don't really do the.
You don't
video
have to
portion.
Do the video. I think the. Okay. I think everything else will be fine.
Okay, so it's 11:22, Bubba. I would like to ask one thing. Tuttle and I's podcast this week was. I understand that. We'll get it together though. But I am here doing the wrap up show, and I think it's going swell. Can I get paid this week? With may I get paid this week with having a Bubba Army email, please?
I think Bubba already said you weren't gonna get paid.
No, I would like my pay for this week to be a Bubba Army email. You think that'd be possible?
Yeah, he'll say, hey, get with Macho and we'll set it up, because Macho is one of the, he kind of controls all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. It'd probably take him a day or two, but it won't take long.
That's fine. At least I got paid this week. I'm happy. We're
there
good.
Go.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, you can get it set up and everything. And you know what, talking about Bubba Army's queue, Bubba did not get to it, but I'm excited when, I would say Monday, hopefully he brings it up. Yeah, you see Paw Patrol? There's something really exciting that's going to be happening, and I believe it's probably going to be out, and Rhett knows what I'm talking about, by June, mid-June. Let's just say sometime in June, there's going to be some real exciting things happening with Bubba Army HQ. And
yes.
I think the experience with Bubba Army HQ.
I thought we said this morning. Never mind.
He
we'll
kind of, but
it.
He tiptoed in it.
He did.
So I don't want to be, I don't want to just come out in the
okay,
full.
I understand.
Because he tiptoed and then he never came back to it, because obviously today was a very busy day with, I mean, you had Babyface, Dr. Dan in there. And then when Jay comes in, I mean, the ongoing joke is, I mean, I can.
No one's going to get a word in?
Yeah, I could go to the back and hang out with Red
I'll
and
say it
Macho.
For you.
I mean, I've told him. I mean, even when Bubba went to break and Bubba was trying to hit the fucking sound, and he's like, let me tell him to shut the fuck up. Because Babyface and
was,
Jay were going at it.
It was rough towards the end, not going to lie. Because I tried to stab in it a couple of times, and it just was not happening. I went like 0-3.
And some reason, Jay's headphones never work. They never
they work, dude.
They work. They just turned down.
They're turned down or something, or he just gets in his own zone and doesn't hear it. I mean, I've tried to like stick up for Jay and maybe like go with him on something, and he just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yeah,
you see that? That's a roller coaster that Daddy will never get on at Universal. We're playing a commercial on Twitch right now, but yeah, Jay just he loves the talk. Minion, are you chiming in now? Are you a little happier now?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Do you want to talk? You want to say hi to everyone?
Hello, Walker.
He can't hear you. He doesn't have headphones on.
He can still hear me. I'm screaming loud enough.
That's true.
He's got better hearing than you do, pal.
What?
Yes, that is very true, too. You know what's kind of disappointing? And you brought it up a little bit with this week's show, and it has nothing to do with us, is with the whole protest on the colleges. Not having sign on, because he's been a busy man going to the different ones, and I was really excited. And
having him live out in the field too.
Oh yeah,
like just to zoom in on the phone for 20 minutes would have been dope.
But he's been super. I mean, we've been texting back and forth. He was supposed to come on. He already knew he wasn't going to make the Wednesday show. He was going to go to Thursday, and then Thursday he was 3 hours behind. I was confirming with him, and it was like 5:30 out west, and he's like, I just can't, man. I'm dead tired. I was up late last night, and he did some stuff in Vegas. And then even last night, he hasn't texted me today, but I was watching his live feed and everything like that, and he was still out late. So I totally get it. I'm I'm kind of looking forward to next Wednesday with him. And I think it's going to be good for the show, because if Tuttle, which Tuttle kind of called him out, Alex did, or Tuttle called Alex out.
Mm-hmm. With what, I'm sorry?
Oh, well, like how Stein goes out to all the different events and gets, you know, talks to people. Yep. And
does the man
things.
On the street bit. And yep. Tuttle was like, hey, you know.
Tuttle was saying that he thinks he could do it.
And I've done that before. Yep. You know,
well, he was the OG
time.
And the man in the street.
Exactly.
Didn't know.
So mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's going to be good for the show if Tuttle gets out to the, you know, UCF or different areas, kind of doing the Alex Stein thing. You know Tuttle the best, Cole, and you live with him for...
He lived with you, too.
Listen, we already know my experience with living with him, okay? Not even the ceiling fan part. Tuttle was checked out 90% of the time we lived
together.
He
had a lot of Minecraft going on, and he had a lot of gambling going on. Y'all just weren't in the same hobbies, that's all.
Okay, you want to get into that part real quick? We can get into it. I went gambling because he would never want to hang out.
He was playing Minecraft in the corner.
I would sit there and hang out with him. I would watch. I would put football on. I'd do something. Or try to play video games or do something to hang out with him. And he would sit in the corner. He'd sit in the corner, and I would turn something on. And be like, hey, man, you want to?
No.
No. No. And he'd play.
But if you leave, I know what happened.
Oh, and then I'd be like, oh, hey.
Hey, Lommy, where'd you go? Why'd you leave me?
9:30, 10 o'clock.
Hey, Lom, where'd you go?
Yeah. I'm leaving. I'm going to the casino. All right. Yeah. All right. And then when I'd actually leave, he'd go, where'd you go? Why aren't you here? I went to.
That was
a
rough patch in his life.
That's what I'm saying. So I didn't really get to know him, because the only time we really talked was him saying no or where did I go?
Lot of dopamine in that house from the sounds of it, between you and him and his issues, gambling, playing Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Holy shit! Thank God this was before TikTok. He would have been screwed.
Mike Thurman, $9.99 super chat. Yeah, he would just go. He would sit in a chair in a corner of the room and play Minecraft.
Yep. So where are you going with it? So do I think Tuttle can?
So do you think that he can match the energy that Stein brings though, with his on the street stuff?
Oof! It's been a little while since to be real. It has been a little while since Tuttle has done it. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, let's not forget, Tuttle's done it. Like, let's think about the Mark Ober stuff that he's got him on the Man on the Street stuff, right?
Oh, 100%. I want him to do well. I just, you know, do you think he can still bring it?
I think he can still bring it, yes. Do I think it's going to be a little rough at first? Also, yes. but, I mean, please, don't forget. We know Tuttle's done it. We have the audio of him doing it several times over and over again. So, yeah, I think he can handle it.
Have you talked to him about it? Like, maybe going to USF or UCF?
No, we have not spoke about that yet.
Because I feel like you're kind of his agent.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is that how the BRN's perceiving this right now?
Yes.
That's what's on your business card.
On your business card, it should be Tuttle's agent.
Brand ambassador / Tuttle's agent. Yeah. Okay.
239.
Yo, this is Bubba Skankles, Lummy.
What's up, Bubba Skankles, Hall of Famer?
How's it going, bud?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. So I got one thing to point out with regards to Tuttle, as much as of a F up he is. You know, you can actually kind of thank him for the life you have now with Ashley and Little Walker.
What do
you mean? Remember when he G'd you out?
Yes, thank you, Bubba Skankles, for bringing that up. Yes, I remember when he G'd me out. I passed out in addiction.
I guess that's a sore subject.
No, it's not a sore subject. Listen, I got Walker here right now who's pushing buttons, playing with keyboards.
Minions.
Hitting switches.
And, but minions. Yes, I mean, you are correct that, thank you to Tuttle for G-watering me.
I mean, also, if you're going to be real, I think Tuttle kind of got you back in the building, right, Lummy? Do we not say that?
No.
Like, we're going to be real, right?
Technically, hold on. I was thinking about this the other day. Yes, Tuttle, I reached out to Tuttle, told me he was having a good show. Like a year before that, when Bubba had 98.7 and it was 25 at his own show, it was 25 asked me to come on with Jabberjaw, and we did a show on the afternoons, and I saw the new studios for the first time. And then Tuttle came back a little after that, and I just told him, good job, blah, blah, blah. And then we started talking, and then, he invited me on his show one time.
Okay, so I wouldn't say all him.
But Tuttle was a big reason why I am back. So Bubba's Kinkles is correct. I was just trying to say, because technically, you know, 25 and Jabberjaw and Bubba's always been nice to me, but Tuttle is a big reason why I'm back. And this kid is hitting buttons over here.
I see. That's what we're watching, Little Walker.
Hey, Guys, thanks for taking my call. Don't you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Bubba's Cankles.
That damn kid better not touch my fan, that fetus.
Oh, listen, he's got his own keyboard right here. I gave him his own keyboard. 239.
Better keep him out of the fridge.
Teach Walker how to write, I'm sorry.
Oh, the phone line just blew up. 813.
What up, White Ice Tea?
What up, White Ice Tea?
I don't know if I'm remembering correctly because it was such a long time ago. But during the Casey Anthony trials, Tuttle out there reporting, doing his journalistic duties, asking all the hard questions to Jose Baez in front of the Orlando courthouse.
Yes. Yeah, that was, Tuttle did that.
Do you guys have that on tape where you could put on YouTube or something? Because that's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
We would have to deep dive into.
It
was a while ago.
I wonder if Tuttle has a copy of it still.
To be honest, he should.
I bet you if anybody does, it would probably be Tuttle. I think our YouTube only goes back to like 2014. Like the launch of Bubba 98.7 is pretty much the first YouTube stuff
Wait
we have.
Wait a second. So do we have that stuff like saved now?
Mm-hmm. We got to
just
so
when
we
went YouTube earlier before you took it over.
Yeah,
we
got
saving
a lot,
videos.
Yeah, we got a lot of you and Tuttle stuff that's like just private and it's just sitting back there.
Bubba's Cankles, 600 bits. Thank you, Bubba's Cankles.
You know, I'm a big fan of Tuttle. I hope he gets back in the building full time at some point. I just think he's hilarious. So I'm Team Tuttle. Go Tuttle.
You coming to the Tarpons game, White Ice Tea? You coming to the Tarpons game?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it out there, man. Come hang out. Yeah. Can we smoke there?
Colton did last
year. I'll see you there, brother.
Kinda.
All right, well, we'll figure it out then.
Exactly.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Man, we're
847.
We had a whole game of cat and mouse. I don't know if I really want to say this, but
I wouldn't. I mean, don't get too deep dive into it.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say someone.
Listen, it's a Bubba area over there.
Someone at the last Tarpons game was running circles around the security. I don't know who it was, but you could smell them for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be the guy sitting over there in Mike 3
easy.
Position.
Easy. You just said easy.
Yeah, but I was just talking about how you were maybe smoking cigarettes since Rhett had
I don't even put that stigma on me.
Oh, God.
You're
dude,
right, it was me.
For like the first two years that I worked here, Bubba, just assumed
that you used to smoke cigarettes, right? The first time you're around, right?
He was like thinking of Cigarette John, I think, who was a video guy who took probably like 12 cigarette breaks the whole time. Like, that guy would take so many cigarette breaks. So I worked out back with 25 when the merch trailer was actually in the Mod City, what they call it, the trailer behind the studio. He would be out there every single time. Like, I don't know how that guy got any video work done. Like, all right, I see what you do. I mean, maybe the times have changed. I don't really know video
editing. The times have changed. Everybody vapes now.
Well, yeah. But I was saying, I don't know how
I can sit in the office all day.
Video editing? Yeah, exactly. Video editing works, but I mean, for a normal video, it would take like a week. And there was like six guys working on the videos.
Jesus. Well, just when you have a team of six guys working on the videos, and I think what year was that?
That was 2008.
So were they working on stuff for like Howard TV and other shit at the time too?
No.
No, okay. Then never mind.
He was, they were pretty much working on stuff for Raw. Bubba Raw.
Mm.
SiriusXM started in 2009?
No, SiriusXM, 2006.
It ended in 2009? When was he doing, or sorry, when did he start two shows?
That was 2008.
2008, okay.
2008 was when he started with Cox.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it went to 2012 was the last time at Sirius when he started Radio.io. And then pretty much Bubba Army Radio. And then you knew that. You ran it. You saw how that was.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Bubba Army HQ if you want to listen to all the serious days.
God, the leaps and bounds that Bubba Army Radio has made just in the last like 3-4 years, dude.
Well, when Colton was here back in the day, it was PM. There was an AM and PM. No, sorry. Bubba Army 1, Bubba Army 2.
Yep.
And 2 was the West Coast feed. And you had to have six segments up for the West Coast feed by the time, 3 hours behind or
yep,
whatever?
3 hours difference.
It was, and then.
And the system failed almost daily.
Because it was from 2012.
Yeah.
The computer.
It was rough.
So there was a lot of Band-Aids being put on that one. But it's obviously
and I got
a lot
of heat during that time too, as if it was like, you know, fully like completely on me. I didn't want to be like Bubba, the computer shit, the equipment shit, like it's all old. And I think finally somebody got that through to him, and now you guys have good equipment, and now everything's running good and smooth.
Well, yeah,
and,
helps Macho
I'm a daily
Man.
Listener
yeah.
of Bubba Army HQ. That's where I get my Bubba, Bubba Army HQ.
And he and Macho is absolutely killing it with all the equipment back there and everything he's doing, which helps a lot. I mean, listen, you got shit on a lot back in the day. I mean, there was a time that you had to go make a video. You had to take a segment and make a video out of it. You did the OJ one.
Yep.
For your job. I think it was you and someone else.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was a...
And your OJ video sucked.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think it through.
We just recycled that audio a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Wait, it sucked and you guys replayed it?
Well, we didn't use...
Hold on.
Wait,
what
did
the
we
fuck,
use,
dude?
Did we actually use this video?
You're fucking with me, right? I got damn near fired over this, and now you're telling me you replayed it.
Well, I mean... yeah.
Seriously?
Well, yeah. But hold on. Cole, you have to understand something. He thought, let me investigate videos. I had to teach myself how to edit video.
Yeah, I was there with you for those two.
But guess what? Remember how he said my videos were shit too and would dog me on it?
Yeah.
I'm like, Bubba, I'm teaching myself how to edit this. Well, he kind of did the same thing with you and OJ. And Bubba, when OJ died, we found your
whole
video and used it.
And you raised the prince. And may I ask how many views it got?
Not as many as...
Like 800.
800. No. You know, when he was going to fire me, whatever the fuck it was, I had to have 5,000 views on the video.
Yeah.
5,000. You're recycling it, so you're playing it again, and you're only getting 800 this time, and I had to have 5,000 the first time, and it sucked the first time, but you're fucking using it again?
Yeah, because, I mean, OJ died. We had to do something.
Damn, dude.
We were breaking news.
Colton, you don't understand. Holy shit. You don't understand the business that we're in.
I do.
OJ died, and 7 minutes later on YouTube, we had that video up. I mean, what the fuck else do you want
Colton,
from me, man?
You know what?
So you
if
know
anything,
what? I
if anything,
you guys
I appreciate
years
you. If anything, I appreciate you even more. Now, we did have to... I was so pissed about this. We did have to fix the audio because for some reason...
It's gotten big up 20 on the Super Chat.
Like, okay, what'd I do wrong? Give it to me.
I don't even remember what had happened. I have a text where I explained it to Lummy and Gary Cantrell.
Yeah,
but
the audio.
Yeah, the audio was all fucked up. And, like, it wasn't fucked up on my phone, or it wasn't fucked up on my computer, but it was fucked up on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't fucked up on my speakers in the engineering room. It was just fucked up on, like, Macho Man's phone, too. So we had to go fix the audio, and I had to change that, but... other than that, it is the same
video.
Something
went pretty quick. You said you had it up in 7 minutes.
Well, I did, and then we had to make some changes.
Oh,
but...
Okay. You put it up and then had to read the screen. Okay.
Holy shit.
We weren't the breaking news. But yes, Colton, thank you for editing that video of the
no
audio
problem.
Yeah,
we
thank
found.
You. So you're responsible for... Here, let me tell you how many views it has. I'll give you a satisfying payoff here.
Yeah, please. And I'm already satisfied, to be honest with you, knowing that, I mean...
1.3... Hold on.
Okay.
But listen,
1,300.
You were threatened to be fired.
Correct.
But look, now you're back, man, and you're the brand ambassador and Tuttle's agent.
Correct. And I have a business card to prove it.
That's right.
Two boxes. You want a gold one or a silver one, motherfucker?
Exactly.
I got it.
Exactly.
Brand ambassador.
Speaking of Tuttle, do you think we should call him?
We should. I mean, it's hard to talk a lot about the guy and then not.
Yeah, I think we should call him just to see
check
what
on
his
him.
Thoughts were.
Yeah, check on him. Get his feedback, how he thought the show was.
Yeah, I think we do.
But did you already update him, kind of?
A little bit. He's already updated me. He listens as well. We're all in the known. Yeah. Yeah. So, you got his number still,
yeah,
right?
I
would think so.
Oh, no, you dropped the keyboard.
Oh, is he going to take
Hold
us
on,
off
you
the
call
air,
him.
Dude?
I can come get his keyboard.
No, it's his little one. Yeah, I got it's it's not a wireless one.
Okay.
But this isn't approved. Bubba Walker can hang out. I wish he would, Why are you getting fidgety right now? I'm trying to look at the phone number.
What's he pointing to? The camera? Or I'm late. I know.
No, he's getting violent, dude. He's throwing shit around up there.
He's starting to get antsy, brother. He's starting to get antsy.
Gotta keep him away from the real keyboard.
Yeah, no.
Don't touch my keyboard.
He's already... Well, listen. Bubba approved that he's allowed to be back here. I'm not going to let him run because Red's dog will eat him.
Oh, yeah. She'll take a finger.
Which, by the way, is your dog ever going
to
like...
No, she just... When she gets cornered, she is. When people try to pet her, she is. But she normally just runs away and just barks at people. She fucking hates
Yeah,
people.
I'm going to be honest.
She
that barking that... is like...
I know. Dude, I know. Oh, she has a collar. She has a collar. Something. Like a bark collar.
Do you want to see yourself? Gosh.
Walker
it's under his real name, so I was looking for Tuttle, and I'm like, why can I not see this? Yeah, I got it now.
Walker was giving you a daddy. What do you need?
He was pointing at himself on the camera.
Oh, yeah, just like daddy, put yourself over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that, okay?
So what do you mean? You're the most over person right here in the history of the show.
No, I'm not. There we go. Let's call our boy. Toto, is he working right now?
Probably. Working his HR job.
He's always working. You know who you're talking about.
We can also ask him. Well, I guess we'll save that.
Hello?
Hi, Toto. It's Lemmy, Colden, and Rhett. You're live on the weekly wrap-up show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? It's Blippi. Oh, Walker's here, too, by the way. Hello.
Hey, Walker. How are you, Walker? I was just outside watering the grass. I've become like a guy that works out on the lawn whenever I got downtime during work and stuff. I know it's boring.
Yeah, it is kind of boring. Unfortunately, I think we should be prepping for our podcast.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys going to talk about this week?
Oh, I trust me, it's definitely going to be a lot better than the last one, I guess.
What do you think? What was your opinion on the podcast?
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, I didn't want to come out of the box too strong because, you know, like I'm known to we can curse here, right?
Yeah.
I've been known to fuck things up coming on too strong, is what I'm saying. Also, you know, getting the studio all set up and stuff, and getting familiarized with the equipment and everything. It definitely could have been better, but I can goddamn guarantee you the next one's going to be a fucking It's
don't set the bar.
It's going to be a shit show in a good way.
Well, Colden said that it's going to be easier to kind of be a dick to you when you're...
Bring the heat. I didn't say be a dick. Bring some heat.
Well, I took it as being a dick to you, Toto, from like 180 miles away. It's easier than seeing you in the face and talking shit to you. I mean, is there anything that... like, do you feel that way? Or, you just have that much respect for Colden? That
why would I have any heat with Colden?
Well, I mean, it seems like Colden's gonna like really put it to you on this next one.
No, Tuttle, what I said was it's just a little bit easier for us to bring heat amongst each other when we're not sitting next to each other. That's all.
We can easily do that. I mean, it doesn't matter. I have a lot of stuff planned. I'm going to have a lot more production pieces. You know, speaking of bad streams, at least we didn't have a baby in our studio.
Mike Thurman, 999 Super Chat. This is a Bubba approved segment, and we've already made over $100 just on Walker alone. So, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, isn't there child labor law?
He's working right now. I bring my kid to work. It's bring your kid to work day. We're leaving here. We're gonna go pull weeds outside.
That's what I was doing outside. I love pulling weeds. It's very therapeutic.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you going to be doing anything this weekend, like video and man on the street kind of things?
Yeah, you talked about how you thought you mentioned something along the lines of how Alex Stein's out man on the street and that you're the OG and you can do it, just as well, if not better. So that's what Lemmy's asking there. Are you planning on going out and doing some man on the street stuff this week?
I mean, yes. I've got plenty of plans of events that I'm going to go out to. There's a couple events. I'm going out to the Orlando City match on Saturday, which it is Star Wars night. So,
are you gonna dress up?
May the 4th, man.
May the 4th. I'm wearing a Princess Leia wig with the buns and everything.
I like that.
I'm going as Princess Leia, and I think the person that's going with me is dressing up as Kylo Ren.
Wait, are you being fucking serious right now?
Who the fuck is... By the way, who's Kylo Ren?
It's the bad guy from the new Star Wars movies.
I didn't know who that was either. I just heard he was dressing like a girl. I want to know. Is this serious?
Yeah, he's Darth Vader's whiny grandson.
Oh.
I mean, it's Leia's actual son, so I'm dressing up as Leia, and the other person is wearing the Kylo Ren mask.
That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, so I'm going to go out there. I'm going to.
What kind of questions are you
going to
ask him?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask him. Well, definitely, you know, Bubba likes to have questions asked about him, you know, and I'm going to ask if they have listened to the new station that he's on here in Orlando on the new signal and stuff.
What is it? What is it? What is it? You know it?
103.1.
That's right. All the people in Orlando, go listen. Sorry.
Yeah, so like I'm gonna be out there promoting them. I'm gonna wear my Florida News Network t-shirt that I have. By the way, it's black, and I gotta wear it in the dead of heat of summer. But I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do.
It's a short sleeve, though. I mean,
yeah, that is true.
Could be worse.
What
could
size
be a big
is
old
yours?
Fucking jacket.
What size? They gave me an extra large, but it actually fits me pretty well.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, Tuttle. There's something you need to learn about Bubba and his shirts. They're always going to be gilded, and they're always going to be black.
Hell yeah.
So you just got to get used to that.
Just be lucky you didn't get a clam.
And they do shrink. They also do shrink after one wash.
There you go.
That is very true, and that would be good for you.
Can I handle some business real quick?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of business.
Well, I wanted to throw some business towards Rhett. My boss called me. He is actually listening to the show.
Brian from Philly, $10 super chat.
He wants business cards and shirts and stuff done, and he said that your family does that type of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my uncle's shop, Pinecrest Printing and Signs. They're in Valrico, Brandon, right off of Highway 60 near Mount Carmel Road. I can text you some info if you need more.
Yeah, well, he said he was looking at some other people, but he wanted to give the business to somebody that was Bubba-related. So.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate that. They'll appreciate that, too. I'll whenever we're done, I'll text you over some of the info.
And by the way, Red, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk very much and stuff. I know you were busy, but I really think you've been doing a great job on the air, and I think that the Bubba Radio Network is lucky to have you.
I appreciate that a lot, man, Tuttle. Thank
agree.
You.
I do agree.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you want to say to Macho while you're kissing everyone's ass here?
Yeah, I mean, Macho is big as hell. He is a Greek Adonis. When it comes to the physique, and I got to tell you, for the first time, shit actually works at the BRN when it comes to engineering stuff.
He's a damn good engineer, ain't he?
Yeah, dude, we're lucky to have him for real.
We are. We got a steal on
him. Yeah, hell of a hand.
Hell of a hand.
Well, I mean, to be honest, though, when you think of engineers, you think of, like, nerds and stuff, not some big fucking hulking son of a bitch like him.
John Kosika, $50,
like
loves the new co-host, Tuttle, which is, that's the walker. And Mike Thurman, $9.99, Tuttle needs some suntan goggles.
Also, Tuttle, before he gets sniped, because I got a feeling it's coming soon. Tuttle, do you have the video of the Casey Anthony stuff? Do you have any of that footage?
It was only audio at the time.
Do you have any of the audio?
If anywhere I can give you the dates, and you should be able to find it on the Bubba Army archives.
Okay, I mean it's a start, but yeah, if you also have the audio, that'd be good.
Yeah, the audio would be good, but obviously the visual part of it.
I don't think he said there was.
He said he was just audio at the time.
It was. Go ahead.
No, but like, didn't you have like a news story about it? Weren't you in the background? I mean, there was video.
Oh yeah, I think you were in the background of a news story, like, you know, a credible news source out there, Fox 35, whoever the hell, was out there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. James Velez Mitchell, who was on Headline News, was reporting right after it, and when Chaney Mason shot me the double bird finger at me, she was asking me what just happened, because I got trespassed from their property, and James Velez Mitchell was interviewing me, and I shot the double bird finger right into the camera. when they asked, and she got really pissed at me.
So, I mean, yeah. So, we'll, if you don't have that, I guess we'll look for that, and then we can always put it with your audio, too. Just makes better with the visual aspect, which is why I'm holding this little blonde-haired baby. It's good for the visual.
So, yeah, I know that the show was not the best. I understand that. But it's definitely going to be, you know, it's going to be shot out of a cannon second episode.
So you're putting a total guarantee that it's going to be better than the first one.
I don't know how it could be much worse after what I heard on the show today.
I'm with you, Pat. Don't set the bar too high. Let's not, you know, but yeah, it would be better. We know damn well it's going to be better.
I'm guaranteeing you that I'm going to put the pigmentation show to shame.
Don't be getting heat with people.
What?
Just don't be getting heat with people.
Are you calling out all the other podcasts?
Don't be getting heat, motherfucker. You just got back. It's week one.
What are you going to say? Takes bits, too? Is this going to be a podcast award, Tuttle?
I'm telling you right now, I'm putting all the other podcasts on the Bubba Radio Network on notice.
Now, you do know that Colton is your agent. So, now, Colton, do you agree with what he's...
No. You know, sometimes Tom Bean didn't always agree with what Bubba was saying. You know, we're kind of in the same predicament here. We just go with it. I'll have a sit down, you know, you follow me, you know what I'm saying, meeting with Tuttle.
Did you say
you following, you know what I'm saying?
My agent?
Yeah, he's your agent.
Oh, I thought you said agent.
No, your agent. He pretty much makes all the decisions for you. I mean, if you pretty much need to run things through Colton. Mike Thurman, 999, Macho Man's upper body looks cute.
No, Tuttle, we're good, Tuttle. We can run it like Bubba and Tom did, you know, back in the heyday. You can just go wild and go buck wild and do whatever the fuck you want. And I'll sit down and just, you know, give you some, you know what I'm saying.
He's going to make sure you don't.
Well, it's recorded. It's recorded. It's not live. So if I go overboard, you can just tell me we need to take that piece out.
There you go.
So I'm just going to let it rip from now on since it's recorded. And I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want to say now. Because what happened was I didn't want to come straight out of the box and ruin, you know, right on the first day.
Well, I don't think a lot of people knew, like, immediately that it was recorded the night before your first day back.
Yeah, you should have said you were saving stuff for the main show.
Yeah, if we're going to be real and kind of drop some of the stick here, it was recorded the day before. We were both a little nervous. Tuttle was unsure how it was going to go the next day, being back into the you know, the main studio, you know, the bread and butter studio, if you will, and back on the air with Shannon Burke, you know, as his program director for the day, blah, blah, blah. We were both a little nervous. So I think now that Tuttle's got a new date locked in and we have some reassurance, we'll be all right.
It was 9 o'clock. You guys were on fuzzy time. You already ran about 27 errands with the
Tuttle. We've already had to go move somebody and everything else.
Yeah, I was like, are we robbing this house right now? Like, we were moving all types of bike parts and stuff, motorcycle parts. And I was like, are we robbing this place? And I don't know. But, you know.
All right, we got to go.
You know how things. Wait.
I'm just fine with you.
You know what happens in the garage, Lummy?
Oh, of course I know what happens in the garage with
okay.
Colin. And so does Walker.
Yep.
Now, I just want to put it out there, though. I mean, listen, all the pocket take bits is a great show. That one is, I believe, being released today after the show.
Who is that? Who is that?
Take bits. It's a one man. It's a Blasi, the one man posse, and his group of guys. One from, I think, Louisiana, Alabama, and
I've seen these guys. They're amateurs compared to me.
Mike Thurman, 1999 Snipe. So thank you, Tuttle. But yeah, Mike Thurman sniped you, Tuttle. But,
and just to clear the air a little bit, we weren't actually out stealing stuff. It was my buddy. We were helping him.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I know all your buddies have a lot of motorcycles.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, no.
A lot of buddies.
And Operation Pigmentation. I'm excited to get out there with the cash cube for the Juneteenth that we're doing. June 15th, I guess now, not on June 19th with the cash cube.
Yeah, so what's up with that? Could you fill me in a little bit?
Well, I was going through the podcast, you know, go listen to it. Seth has done a great job on putting all this podcast up. But as Tuttle and his co-host, Colton, has said, they're putting all the other podcasts on.
No, that's not what Tuttle and Nico said. That's what Tuttle said.
he's putting all the podcasts on notice that he's coming for him. I don't know what that really means.
Like Dion, dude.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
You know,
he's got luggage, and it's from Ross.
It isn't at the Louis Vuitton, but no. I mean, those are great podcasts, and to just if he wants to step up to those guys, you know, those guys' level, then it's just going to help us all out, and it's going to be great. So, Colton Tuttle, good luck, Colton. I know that you got a guarantee, so thank you so much.
I got a strong personality on my hands.
Yes, and we will talk about Juneteenth at the 3-5-T real quick.
What's going on, fellas? It's Florida Audio in chat.
What's up, Florida What's up, Audio?
Not much, man. Love the new lineup, guys. Friday show is awesome. Glad the crazy bitch of the South is out of the way. Hopefully she packed her bags and back in California by now.
No, I... Mucker, you don't like Anna either. No, yeah, I think she's still here, but yeah, I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot of fun now.
Stayed. I don't know how she could have stayed after finding out that the Blitz railed Reagan. I mean, I don't know how she could have stayed.
Well, I mean, that's on a Colton. I mean, he's the
what
one
the
that he's.
Fuck, dude, where is all this stuff coming from today?
As Bubba said, he's kind of the one that reported all that
news. Holy shit, dude.
So I was not there.
Well,
I
mean, we're always full of surprises.
I got to ride a motorcycle home. I ran off the road left and right.
Whoa. I'm blaming Bubba for dropping that one. I heard that was the first time I heard when Bubba said it.
But he said it was reported by Colton.
He definitely name dropped Colton.
He definitely did. And I texted Lummy and Rhett both right away. I said, what the fuck?
You might need to watch out for the red dots that night, Colton. I mean, that's all you got to do, buddy. Yeah. You'd be good.
I got heat on me that wasn't from me.
All I was saying is that, you know.
Love the show, guys. Y'all have a good weekend. I appreciate it, guys. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you for it. Listen, I was just reporting facts. I mean, we have the source here in studio on our show. Well, co-host Colton was there and reported it to Bubba live. So
we said this as well. I think Bubba clarified what was reported was not what that guy said. What was reported was that they were both there.
Yep.
They were both staying in the same tent.
Correct.
And she was riding around with him on the back of the four-wheeler.
Correct. That's what I know.
You could take that whichever way you choose to.
But I do understand what everybody else heard Bubba saying, Colton Fredder. So I see both sides. And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
But yes, according for the Juneteenth, though, yes, Stumpy 62, 400 bits. Look, what am I looking at here?
Look, guys.
You want Mickey Mouse? But yeah, the Juneteenth, so it has
You
want to
see Blippi's first video?
No.
No, okay. That's probably the right decision, Walker.
Oh, do you want to watch him? You want to watch him sing Blippi? Not Blippi. Jeez. He's singing Bluey.
Is there a song for Bluey? Is that our closing in or outro song for the day?
No. So he's okay. Calm down.
Oh,
kid.
You're pissing him off.
I know. So Juneteenth, we're not going to do Juneteenth. We're doing it the weekend before, I believe, June 15th.
Yeah. So Juneteenth is on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And I believe that Saturday before is going to be June 15th.
Yes.
So instead of that federal holiday, we will be doing it that weekend so more people have a chance to come on out.
So Saturday, June 15th at Lat and Sons Barbershop in South St. Pete. I have been there already.
Are you going?
I will be there, yeah.
Is there rules about Colton in the cash cube? I guess probably.
No,
yeah. I mean, you got a business card, dude.
Yeah, I'm an employee.
And an email now, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not yet. That'll be my pay for this week. Hopefully, I get paid this week.
True.
Check don't bounce.
I don't believe, entering chat real quick before we get out of here, Big E, we have not, I don't think we have announced a Bubba, a June 199. Have we, Brett? I don't think we have. I think we just have May.
I don't think so. To be honest with you, if I have to assume.
It's going to be Juneteenth.
Oh, well, June 18th. No, because the 22nd. 22nd, if I'm not mistaken, is the Tarpons game, right?
Yeah. Correct. I mean, it would be kind of good to do it June 21st if people maybe...
Yeah, that weekend in between.
I mean, that might be a packed one, dude. If people are already in town for the 22nd Tarpons game, that's going to be a lot of people wanting to come on the 21st.
Yeah, that would be...
It might be a lot for Bubba two nights in a
row.
That's
my only thinking, you know.
But, I mean, you get more people out there. It's a two-way street.
Yep,
we can weigh out the pros and cons of it.
And yes. just to let everybody know, the May 199 is scheduled for what date?
That's the next
3,
weekend.
The 10, the 17th.
The 10th.
The 10th.
A week from today.
A week from today.
Isn't it right? Yeah, it's the 10th, I think.
If it's a week from today, that's the 10th. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, I know. It's in my notes, though. So it's either the 10th or the 24th. I know that.
It's Maria Guatemala says the tap.
It's all right. Yeah, I just don't have my notes in front of me. Sorry, I don't have that. But yeah, if you definitely everyone needs. I need to get Bubba to send out the link because the Tarpons game June 22nd is going to be the Tarpons date 6:30. It's against the Port St. Lucie Cardinals, I believe. No, it's one of the teams down there, but it doesn't matter because Bubba's going to come bring the havoc. So make plans for June to be at the Tarpons game. Colton, you're coming, right?
I am. I'll be there.
You think Tuttle's going
to
come?
If he's able to, yeah, he'll be there. Sweet. Speaking of which, I think we got a final name for our podcast. I know we're closing up. I just want last question. Do you two like the name The Loner and Stoner? You think that's a good one?
I don't like the.
Okay, Loner and Stoner.
But Loner and Stoner is... I mean,
maybe. Okay.
Yeah, we're hopping on the trend of names that rhyme. We got Tig's Bits, Operation Pigmentation, that's Loner true. Stoner.
We don't rhyme though.
No, this is the weekly wrap up.
It's fine. Yeah,
same thing every week.
Loner Toner is pretty good.
Loner Toner.
Yeah, I know.
Low on printer toner.
I was gonna see if chat decided to come in. I don't see them. Oh, I'm trying to see if chat comes in. With a yes, we like Loner Toner.
Someone else put like a bring in the smoke with Tuttle and Colton.
Loner, bring in the smoke.
Hall of Famer Big E, Loner and Toner. Loner and Stoner is cool.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go.
Tweet your names to me. Colton BTLS. There you go. Colton BTLS on Twitter and Instagram.
And next weekend, Rhett and I are going to be busy at a wrestling show too.
Hell yeah. I'm really excited. Lummy's going through a table.
No, I'm not. No, that's not happening.
You've been training for this ever since you went off that ladder at the house. I know you tried to play it off as housework, but
that was I was actually prepared.
In reality, dude, you've been taking bumps for a couple of months now.
I've been taking bumps since I was born.
I'm very excited. Very excited. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a wrestling thing. I'm gonna be a manager for a wrestler next Saturday. Starts at 8:00 at Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Listen, it's a hard name, Colton. I would love for you to say it, okay, buddy?
Oh, well, if it was my gig, I'd probably learn how to say it.
It's not my gig. It's a wrestling event I'm part of. I'll tell you the CCW. So how about that? I'm sorry, I don't know the name. The Tropic Like It's Hot, man. But it's not that kind of event. Are you coming?
That one, I don't know. I think I have plans next weekend.
The Tirico Brothers have done it again.
They brought Lummy down to the wrestling events. Yeah! Tropic Like It's Hot. But hopefully we have some more news. Have some more news on that one. No, it's not going to be Tuttle against Colton, but we will talk about that next week. Hopefully we get the link up for the Tarpons game next week too, which Bubba forgot to say. You do get a free hat.
Let's go. With the tickets. Free hat.
And really,
they're pretty
food.
Damn nice. I still have the last two or three ones that they've given out. I still have my hats and I love them. In fact, you know me, I start saying, hey, Nash, I know that hat's, your head's too big for that hat. Just let me have it.
Tarpons merch is great quality stuff. I still have the hat. Dude, I may or may not have had an extra Tarpons hat from a promo event like in 2017, and I still have it. It's still a great hat. I love it.
And the two names before we go, you got Caviar Tacos that says Dumb and Dumber, and then you also have Smoker and Choker.
Mm. Smoker and Choker's pretty good, too.
Yeah, really? That's kind of, yeah.
All right, so far, I'm thinking Loner and Stoner or Smoker and Choker.
Of those two, I prefer Smoker and Choker.
Okay.
What's the choker part?
You know, Tuttle. Trying to, like, you know.
I got you. Tuds and Buds. On the other one. Tuds and Buds.
Tuds and Buds.
The old one.
That's original.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Colton, thank you so much for risking your life, cutting off everyone going down the middle of the road.
Of course.
And, obviously.
THC, Tuttle Hates Colton.
Thank you, Rhett.
Thank you, Lummy. Bubba
Walker,
Food
thank
Review.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Walker. Bubba Food Review today at 2 p.m. on the YouTube channel. If you didn't hear it on the morning show, some technical glitch with his phone. There's like 3 or 4 different copies of it on the YouTube studio. It'll be up today, ready to go at 2 o'clock.
Colton, you got anything to plug?
No, sir. Just, you know, listen to all the Bubba Army stuff, podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, and of course, PayPal and Venmo, the Bubba Army.
Thank you. And you know what? For all the great merchandise, go to Bubba Army Store, Bubba Army Shop, BubbaArmyMerch.com, and get on Bubba's Twitter. Bubba does some great retweeting, and you can definitely tell when he sometimes might get in a little sleepy zone. So go check it out. Thank you so much. We will be back here next Friday. We'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. on all of the platforms, Twitch, Rumble, YouTube, and Bubba Army HQ. See you guys.